Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We face some very serious challenges today. Human population has doubled in the last 50 years to 8 billion, and we will need productive farmland to increase food production and forest land to get the wood to build the houses. Demand for land has pushed land prices to a record level. In the state of Illinois, foreign companies and individuals have bought 519,000 acres, and that land cost more than $4 billion. Foreign investors, including China, they want our farmland. Texas Republican Louis Gourmet is pushing legislation to protect our U.S. land. When farmland is sold to a foreign buyer, that steals it away from one of our farm families that might have wanted it. That is just one serious challenge that we need to deal with. Another challenge is hard to even imagine. Militant vegan activists are calling for scare pollution policies. USDA is not the only country with a serious challenge. The Netherlands wants to restrict the amount of animal manure the Dutch farmers can spread on their land. The objective is to cut nitrogen emissions to half by 2030. Also, other countries are supporting organic farming. We cannot feed the world if we refuse to use new technology to increase yield. Maybe we have not thought about it. But if climate change moves ahead, we are expected to lose more than 4 million acres by 2050 as the ocean waters rise and it floods our land. Focus on the state of Louisiana. They are projected to lose 2.5 million acres, and that would amount to 8.7% of Louisiana farmland. U.S. is just one country. The whole world needs to use common sense as we move ahead to navigate the global challenges on our horizon. All right, look back to the farm. We've started harvesting corn, maybe soybeans next week. My hogs are happy. They don't have African swine fever. And so far, the United States has been able to keep our country free of that deadly disease. A lot of poultry farms have been hit with bird flu. And beef cow slaughter is 16% higher than last year. We have a weather problem called drought, and the result is herd liquidation because ranchers don't have enough food for their cows. Well, that's enough challenges for today. Have a safe harvest, and I am John Block from Washington.